Om Shanti. Satguru, our bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan. Today, 9th April 2026. And we'll now be listening to the bhog message via Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, it appeared as though Baba was coming back after taking a tour of some place. And Baba said, "Come child, what news have you brought today?" I shared, "Baba, everyone has sent, all have sent their loving remembrances." Baba smiled and then said, "They have sent their loving remembrances, but have they not come themselves?" So I said, "Yes, Baba, everyone said they're going to come up to the subtle region to meet Baba." Baba continued smiling and then said further, "Come, my beloved children." So as Baba called out to the children this way, I saw many, many brothers and sisters of Bharat and foreign lands get emerged in front of Baba. Baba gave everyone very loving drishti. He was showering love as well as blessings. What did I then see? What appeared to be a sunflower was visible in Baba's hand. So the children were also looking at this flower. So Baba was holding on to the flower. He was holding on to it tightly in his fist. So everyone was intrigued to know what Baba was holding in his hand. Baba explained, Baba is observing how the children are making effort across the world along with their own self-efforts. Baba is also seeing what the children are doing for souls of the world. What the children are doing towards reaching their complete perfect stage and what they are doing for bringing about the new world. So I replied that, "Yes, Baba, Baba's children, Baba's instruments are making plans for service, for self-efforts." Baba smiled and said, "Baba, the children do make plans and they bring it into practical form as well. But Baba wishes to see something else." So I started to wonder what Baba wants. Baba slowly opened his fist and there was a golden sunflower that emerged from his hand. Baba said, "The children are going to the golden aged world, and so you children have to practice the form of being your golden form. Practice the golden form and create your stage like pure gold." So as Baba signaled with his hand, each child received a crystal-like sunflower. And it was as though each child received a golden crown around their head. So Baba again said, "These are the golden age children. There is so many specialities of the sun. The sun cooperates with us so much. It keeps us away from diseases. It makes us active. The light of the sun makes us active, gives us joy, gives us so many types of energy. So Baba wants to see his children become like the sun, master bestowers, and give energy to souls of the world, become the form of the bestower. So what else do the children have to do? The devotee souls are calling out. The unhappy souls are in large numbers. So rather than go to each soul, become like the sun. And according to what souls of the world require and need, whatever their desires are, you can fulfill those desires. So every day at Amrit Vela, stabilize yourself in the stage of being like the sun and spread such rays across the world so that the devotee souls feel that God is listening to their calls. The unhappy souls will find comfort, and those who are wandering around will find the light, find the way ahead. And souls who have become very disheartened, they've become weak in their lives, let them experience that this ray of hope is coming and the dawn is about to come. The dawn of our fortune is to rise. So Baba has enlightened your fortune, so it is your duty now. It's your duty to fulfill the pure wishes of souls of the world. So the sun of their fortune has to rise, the dawn of that future, the new world has to come. So each one has their own part, they will, and their fortune will awaken at their own time, but they should experience that now is that time that the sun of their fortune is about to rise. The Father has bestowed this responsibility on the children, you Brahmin children, have to give them, even if it's a minute amount of experience, but you have to give this to everyone. So stabilize yourselves in your golden stage, and like the Father, like the Son, spread rays of happiness and joy and peace across the world. And so souls of the world will have experiences. So the more you experience your golden stage, you'll come closer to the golden aged world, and you'll experience more of this stage of being like the sun. So again, Baba signaled, and each child received this crystal sunflower gift, and rays of light were emerging from these flowers, which were decorating the children first, and then those rays of light were spreading and dispelling all the darkness in the world. People of the world were very, very happy to experience these rays of light. Baba said, you are those children who are going to bring about such a beautiful revolution, and souls will have these spiritual experiences through you. Baba then gave the children very, very loving drishti, and as Baba was giving drishti, each child was receiving this crown of light around their head. So you are the children who are going to hoist the flag of revelation, glorification in the world. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba fed the bhog to all the children. That there were some children who had sent special remembrances to Baba. So of course everyone had sent remembrances, but some had sent special messages. So Baba was giving them special drishti and taking them beyond with his drishti. I then returned. Om Shanti.